From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. It looks as though Utah high school students won't be able to get college credit through concurrent enrollment courses for free in the near future. A bill that allows Utah colleges and universities to charge them for that privilege is close to becoming law.
Any costs for concurrent enrollment will have some negative effect on some students' ability to take such classes.
On the House floor, Democratic Representative Christine Watkins of Price read comments she heard from school superintendents in her rural district about Senate Bill 284.
This may at least delay college and career readiness, if not halt it entirely, in some of the areas of the state for some students.
SB 284 allows Utah students who take a concurrent enrollment course to be charged up to $30 per credit hour, or $10 if it's taught in the high school by a public school teacher. For students from low-income families who are on free or reduced-price lunch, only a $5 charge would be allowed. But that's not enough to satisfy the concern of Granite School District, which, as spokesman Ben Horsley points out, has many students who are economically disadvantaged.
While some may consider that an insignificant fee, it is significant to the parents that would have to pay that fee.
He also notes that concurrent enrollment courses are provided by Granite School District teachers using Granite School District facilities.
We're still trying to find out why this is overly burdensome to universities. To simply place a credit on a student's transcript.
Still, the bill did receive support from lawmakers who argued they share the same concern about low-income students' access to higher education. Republican Representative Francis Gibson said as of Wednesday he opposed the bill, but it's come a long way since then.
I know as I serve low-income people in my health clinic, Medicaid patients, people who have to pay a little bit and have a little bit of quote-unquote skin in the game, participate better. Under this bill, if you're on free or reduced lunch, $5 per credit hour? That is unbelievable. We're going from free to $5 per credit hour, a very small increase.
The legislation cleared the House on a 52-21 vote. Whether it will be signed into law by Governor Gary Herbert remains in question, however. His Education Excellence Commission testified against the legislation earlier in the session, arguing it would hamper the state's effort to get two-thirds of Utah adults to have a college degree or certificate by 2020. I'm Jeff Robinson, KCBW News.